Yeah, I think we were holding Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes that the Ochel Matzah B'lo Kavana Kigon She'ansuhu Goyim Uvestem Lecho Yotzei Decho Basa. So the Kesef Mishnah writes, "Behilchos Shofar, Perek Beis, Kasafti Matam Pasuk Rabbeinu Kan, Sheyotza Belo Kavana, Afagav the Baal Mesfir Le the Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana." So to be yotzei mitzvah shofar, it has to be that both the baal tokeya as well as the one listening to the kolos has kavana. Achi yiskaven shomer mashmiya. The Teimal Divrei Rabbeinu says the Kesef Mishnah here in Hilchos Shofar, sheposak paragvav mehilchos chametz matzah shem ochel matzah bal kavana kiyot shansuhu goyim yotza. Vaharan zal kasa v'zelashana. Meaning the Ran already asked this kasha. Upliga didei adidei. He answers, v'lo pliga, that says the Kesef Mishnah quoting the Ran, v'lo pliga didei adidei, that there's no tarti d'sasha between these two piskei halacha here in the Rambam. The Svirle, the Tzkeh Shofar, came to the Chazin and the Rabbi Zeira, Omar, the Shamei, Yichavin Uzkali, Naktina, the Tzarat Kavana. Right, the Gemara of Shem tells a story that Rabbi Zeira said to his attendant, I'll motion to you when I want you to blow Shofar, and you have Kavana, and blow for me. Yichavin Uzkali. So from that, Maisa Rav, the Rambam says that we paskin mitzvah tzrichas kavana by shofar. Avol bikfa'uhu v'achal matzah kevin de lo chazin b'gemar man de polagale behedye lo dachin en la. But on the other hand, you have a stama de gemara also in Rosh Hashanah that kfa'u parsiyem to eat matzah is yotzeh. The afal gav de tkeh shofar lo yotzeh hocha yotzeh shekein nehenet. So the Ran suggests, and this is the Kesef Mishnah, just sort of quoting and endorsing the Ran's teretz, that mitzvah achila shayne, that the Rambam's general psak is mitzvah tzrichos kavana, and mitzvah achila shayne, that by a mitzvah achila one is yotze even below kavana. Why? Because it's analogous to Kedamina Ba'alma Hamis Asik Bechalam Uvarayas Chayav Shekei Nehena. Generally, if you have something which is Chiyav Kareis B'mezid, and it's Chiyav Chatos B'shogeg, but the person violates it not as a shogeg, but as a misasek, so then he's potter. A misasek is generally potter. The Chalom V'arayas, the Gemara says, How do you have misasek b'chalavim? So let's say a person is aware that there's a chayes of liquid in his mouth, and he thinks it's an accumulation of saliva, and in reality it's liquefied chelet. So he swallows, thinking that he's swallowing roke. He's swallowing saliva, which isn't even in this context. Isn't even a mashke. So he's totally misasek. He doesn't even know that he's engaging in an act. Of achila, because he's, as far as he understands, he's swallowing something which isn't even a mashke, because saliva is not even a mashke, and in reality, it's liquefied chelev. So that's the case of misasek. By standards of kol ha'tara kula, we would have said that a misasek is not even chayav achatos. A misasek in kol ha'tara kula is less than a shogeg. And even where shogeg is chayav korban, a misasek is nothing. But by chalom v'arayah shekeinen, because the person has the hano'ah from the chelev, so then he is chayav. So the Ran suggests that the same way the svar of shekein nehena in context of avera makes something into a maisa avera and therefore is mechayev a korban, so it also has an impact in terms of mitzvah. That's what this Ran says. And therefore, again, the Shita Saramba, the Maisa in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechabe in Aruch Haim quotes, Mitzvah Shulchan Kavan is Machlokes HaMarim in a few places in the Gemara. But the Gemara never explicitly paskins, doesn't paskin for us, how we paskin. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechabe quotes both days and says, and we have Mitzvah Shulchan Kavan. That's what the Mechabe says in Shulchan Aruch. Magan Avraham says, maybe that's only by Daraisis. Not by Rabban. But Shulchan Aruch says we pass the mitzvah Shichus Kavala. What's the Psak Rambam? So the Ran, quoted by and accepted by the case of Mishnah, says that the Rambam thinks that in general, yes, he agrees that we pass the mitzvah Shichus Kavala, but the Rambam thinks that mitzvah Sachila Shaine. Why mitzvah Sachila Shaine? Because he models it on, at least this is the Havana, again, he gets his indications from the Gemaras that the Ran quotes, according to the Ran's Mahalach, but he models it on the din of Nisasek b'chalom v'aray eschaya shekeinehna. So Reb Chaim had two reactions to the Ran. First of all, he said pshat in the Ran. So what you see from the Ran is as follows. Reb Chaim had other rayas to this also, but this is one of them. What you see from the Ran as follows. The Pashtus says when you learn this question of Mitzvah Tzuchus Kavana. So what's the question of Mitzvah Tzuchus Kavana? The question of Mitzvah Tzuchus Kavana is a phrase the Torah said, eat matzah. Right. So in order to be yotzeh the mitzvah, okay, I ate matzah, so I'm yotzeh the mitzvah. Or no. The maisa, ha-mitzvah of achilas matzah has to be accompanied by a kavana matzah in order to be yotzeh. That's how we learn pshat in machlokes. Mitzvah tzuchus kavana. Mitzvah zayin tzuchus kavana. Mitzvah zayin tzuchus kavana says, the Torah said, bo'ev tochum matzos. I ate my matzah. And the other mandama says, no, to be yotzi a mitzvah, obviously you have to eat the matzah. You have to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah. In order to be yotzi, you have to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah. You have to be mechavin that you're doing l'shem mitzvah. Okay, so that l'chor is the, before Reb Chaim, that was pshat in mitzvah tzuchus kavana, mitzvah and tzuchus kavana. So says Reb Chaim, but then this Ran is is incomprehensible, what this Ran says. So by Chalom V'Arayos, in terms of Chiyuv, so we say that the fact that Shekeinene means Yisrael V'Chatos. How does Shekeinene provide Kavanah? If you hold Mitzvah Shekhas Kavanah, which means that it's not enough to do the Mitzvah, but you have to be Mechave in Lashem Mitzvah, so how in the world does the fact that it's a Mitzvah Sechila, which means that there's a Shekeinene, how does that substitute for for Kavanah Latzeis? It doesn't make any sense. So says the Chaim, Al Kochach, you see, like, again, he had other eyes for this also. Al Kochach, you see like this. Everyone agrees that to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to do what the Torah said. Torah said, you have to eat matzah. Torah said, listen to Shof, you have to listen to Shof. The way you yotze the mitzvah, I do what the Torah said. The Manda Omer, who holds Mitzvah Shichas Kavanah, says that if you're not mechavein, so then vis-a-vis a maisa ha-mitzvah, you're a misasek. Behind it like this. Let's say, the Manda Omer, Mitzvah Zenit Shichas Kavanah said, you picked up a lulav and an esrog, hadassim and aravus, you did the mitzvah. The Manda Omer says, Mitzvah Zenit Shichas Kavanah says, no, you didn't, because if you're not being mechavin lotzeis, so when you pick up the lulav, so you're getting ready to play stickball, and this is going to be your bet. And when you pick up the esrog, so it's not an esrog, this is going to be the ball. I'm not sure exactly what you're doing with hadassim and aravus, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure out what you're going to do with hadassim and aravus. Keep score with the hadassim and aravus. So it's not the pshat that mitzvah tzichas kavana holds that without kavana that it's a din in being yotze, it's a din in the kiyum hamitzvah, it's a din in creating the haloshei maisa hamitzvah. That's says Reb Chaim. According to that, then the Ran says the same way Shekeinene creates a haloshei maisa avera. So it also creates a haloshei maisa mitzvah. Why is it that a misasek outside of Chalom V'Arayos is not chayav? Why is it that a misasek outside of Chalom V'Arayos is not chayav? Because it's not your maisa. It's not your maisa. You don't even know what you're engaged in doing. You think you're doing one thing, not that you think it's mutter. You think you're doing something, which in fact it would be mutter. You think you're doing one thing, and then it turns out you did something else. So it's like you're sleepwalking. It's not your maisa. That's what the din of misasek is. And yet Shekeinene says, no, the fact that Shekeinene, you can't disassociate the person from the maisa. It is his maisa. That's what Shekeinene, that the effect that Shekeinene has. So Shekeinene takes something which isn't a maisa and makes it into a maisa. You can't disassociate someone from something. Well, he had hanah. You can't, it wasn't his maisa. He now has 200 calories in his stomach that he didn't have before, and he feels full from having swallowed the liquefied chelev, which he didn't before. So what do you mean it's not the... So if Shekeinene makes something into a maisa, okay, so that's what's missing the mandam and Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. That was comment number one that Rav Chaim had in the Ran. Comment number two was he still didn't like it. That he still thought, no, Shekeinene takes something which isn't the maisa avera, makes it into a maisa avera. But that doesn't mean that it can take something which isn't the maisa mitzvah and make it into a maisa mitzvah. So Rav Chaim said he thought the Pshat and the Rambam was the loka haran, that the Pshat and the Rambam is that the Rambam really holds, like he says in our halacha, that mitzvahs einan tzrichos kavanah. And what the Rambam says in Hachos Chametzu Matzah is not the exception, but is the rule. The Rambam paskins mitzvahs einan tzrichos kavanah. Again, it's a beferish machlokes in the Gedolei Rishonim how we paskin. Ramban says we paskin mitzvahs tzrichos kavanah, Rashba says we paskin mitzvahs einan tzrichos kavanah. So, leaving the Rambam aside, it is a machlokes in the Gedolei Rishonim how to paskin. So Reb Chaim says he thinks that the Rambam paskins mitzvahs einan tzrichos kavanah. And what the Rambam says in our halacha, that's the norm, that's standard. Ocho matzah b'al kavanah, yotze, why not Shekeinene? The mitzvahs einan tzrichos kavanah. What is the Rambam talking about in Hilchos Shofar when he says, actually, skaven shomer mashmir? Reb Chaim said, the Rambam agrees with, there is a, the Baal HaMor quotes such an opinion. The Baal HaMor himself doesn't like this. But the Baal HaMoor quotes an opinion that says that even if you hold mitzvahs ein in tzrichus kavana, by shofar you need kavana for shomea ka'oneh. That it's not enough to hear the call shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but the Maisa Tekiya has to be misyacheses to you also. And the Maisa Tekiya, again, since it's creating sound, is governed by the din of shomea ka'oneh. The same way dibur is governed by the din of shomea ka'oneh. So too, the producing the kol shofar, the tkiya, is also governed by the din of shomea ka'oneh. So the din of shomea ka'oneh requires shiyiskaven shomea mashmiyah. So when the Rambam Hilchos Shofar says ad shiyiskaven shomea mashmiyah, it's because the Rambam is talking about a case where you're not blowing shofar for yourself. You're talking about a case where you want to be yotze, you're coming to shul, you want to be yotze with the tkiyas of the Baal Tokeya, to be yotze with the tkiyas of the Baal Tokeya, so you need the Shomer Ka'oneh, has to be operative. For Shomer Ka'oneh to be operative, it's nothing to do with Kavanah Latze, it's nothing to do with Mitzvah Tzrichos Kavanah. There's one din of Mitzvah Tzrichos Kavanah, or Mitzvah Senin Tzrichos Kavanah. Then there's another din of Shomer Ka'oneh. Shomer Ka'oneh, when you want a dibur, or in this case a tkiya, that someone else is articulating, emitting, you want that to be mesaches to you, so within the din of Shomer Ka'oneh, there's a requirement of Yiskavin Shomer Mashmiyah. And that's what the Rambam requires here in Hilchos Shofar. Then the question is, what does it mean if you take a look in Hilchos Kriya Shema, like Beis Halacha Aleph? Beis Aleph and Kriya Shema. Because the way Shomer Ka'oneh works is what Ruvain says is only Mesiaches to Shimon, if that's the Dine Shomer Ka'oneh, that Ruvain has to intend to, right? The same way, you want to listen in someone's kiddush, you say, have a mind to be known to me, right? That's what it means. That's just kind of Shomer Mashmiyah. That's not something which is sort of Me'ela. So Ruvain is, he's saying Kiddush a lot. He's not looking to connect with any Shomer. That's what he did in Shomer Ka'oneh. So in Perek Beis of Kriya Shana Alecha Aleph, there are Me'etzakor Yeshma, V'lo Kivin Liba Pasik Rishon, Shmishma Yifel Hashem L'Kenna Shemecha, V'lo Yotzi Yilecha Vasa, V'hashorim L'lo Kivin Yotza. It's a Gemara in the beginning of a Brisa and a Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Masechus Brachos. So here too, the Rambam has a din of Kavono the Ikuva. So the Emma says, even if we weren't trying to figure out the sort of how to integrate with other Rambams and Shofar and Chometz Matzah, the question would be, and it's really a question ultimately in the Brisa and the Gemara, just minei uvei, how do you get this distinction between Pasuk Rishon and the rest of Kriya Shema? So lo yehi that you would hold that only Pasuk Rishon was the Raisa and the rest of Kriya Shema was the Rabbanon, so that would be a possible mahalach. But the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema, certainly doesn't subscribe to that. The Rambam thinks all three parashios are min haTorah. So despite the fact that all three parashios of Kriya Shema, according to the Rambam, are min haTorah, so afal pichein, the Braisa and the Gemara draw this distinction between Pasuk Rishon and the rest. So, the em, so according to Reb Chaim, it's actually, again, according to Reb Chaim, the norm in the Rambam is what he says in Chametz and Matzah, and our halacha, the mitzvah and mitzvah's kavanah. So then it's easier. Then you say what the Rashba says in the Chidushim and Brachos Dav Yud Gimel, that the kavanah here is not kavanah latzais midin mitzvah tzichus kavanah, but it's the kavanah of Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim, which is an added kavanah that's required by Pasuk Rishon. So then that's very good. So Adrav, here too, you see reflected the Shita Sarambam that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah, which is what he tells us in Awa Lachim Chavetz Matzah. The only thing is, Kriya Shema, as the Rashba famously explains, has an independent requirement of kavanah, that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is not simply to read the pasuk, the parashios, but it's to affirm it. So you have to have a kavanah of Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim, that you're not just saying the six words of Shema Yisrael, but you're saying them affirmatively. You're affirming them, that there's a kavanah, that you're thereby being mekabel amach shemayim. So then it's very good. So that din, so it's only required by Pasuk Rishon. The only possible din of kavanah you would have for the rest of Kriya Shema would be a din of kavanah latzes. No, there is no requirement of kavanah latzes. And lo kivayni bo is the answer, because the way that Rambam asks in Chametz Matzah. Adrav, you have to work hard according to the Ran and the Kesef Mishnah to understand here. Yes, when the Rambam is giving a tziyor of achol matzah v'al kavanah, he gives the example of on tzuhu. So why does one need that? Well, why not just say he's hungry? You know, he searches high and low and. Bagels, Google, I thought he saved that at the port and someone got rid of them apparently. So there's nothing else to eat in the house. Well, he's hungry, so he sits down and he has some nuts. So, well, why do you need this sort of, you know, obscure case of on Suhu Gayim? No, he's just, there's no kavana. He's hungry, so he did it. So mashma, you know, the impression you have in the Rambam is that no, that sort of doesn't, that isn't the test case for mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. Sounds like that would have qualified, that you would have been yotzei in that case, even if it were mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, right? That's why the Rambam, you know, needs this more exotic nafka mina of on suhu goyim or listim. So I don't know. We'll say it quickly today, and then maybe revisit it in the Netzach Hashem. I think that Mishnah Berurah quotes a Chaya Onam. Even though, as the phrase Mitzvah Tzuchos and Tzuchos Kavana indicates, it's a question which affects Kol HaTorah Kula. But the Gemara only has a handful of cases where it comes up. Gemara talks in about Kiyas Shofar if he's Tokei L'Shia. But he's blowing the shofar as a musical instrument, and instead of playing Beethoven's Fifth, he plays Rabbi Abbas first. And ends up producing the kolos of Tkiya Shvam to Tkiya. It has, by Achilles Matzah, the Kfa'u Parsiyim, of the Rambam quotes, the Kfa'u Goyim. I don't know, it doesn't have, let's say you walk into shul in the morning and sort of on automatic pilot, you put on your shul. You don't say the tefillin was said beforehand, you just on automatic pilot, you get up in the morning, you get dressed, you brush your teeth, you watch Negavasa, you put on tefillin, everything's on automatic pilot. So the Gemara doesn't get into those kinds of cases. So the Gemara says, let's say you get home Friday night to make Kiddush, you're hungry, you don't stop and take a minute to think, you just make Yiddish. So says the Chayy Adam, obviously that's not optimal. No one's lauding that as the most optimal way of being carrying mitzvah. But the mice, why are you making Kiddush? Why are you making Kiddush? Why are you putting on tefillin? Obviously, albeit, somewhat understated, but obviously there is a kavanah, there is a kavanah's mitzvah. It's only where you have some kind of contrary kavanah that you really have a case where there's no kavanah. Where you can have a mitzias of tokei l'shir, so then you can have a case where there's no, just coming into shul and not stopping to think that yom trua yelochem, just, coming to the Shabbos table and not stopping to think, Zach Zayam Shabbos Lakatcha, that's not a chesaron kavana. Again, it's not ideal. It's not wonderful. But it's not a shame whether or not you yotze the mandal mitzvah sechos kavana. Same thing with tefillin. Eino chanami. Should we do it mitzvah hanashim l'mod? No, of course not. Are you yotze? Of course you yotze. Even the mandal mitzvah sechos kavana. Why else are you putting on the tefillin? So I don't know. So. Even with that, sort of that scenario of being hungry, is it really possible that he's eating the dafka, the matzah, and what happened to all the kosher Pesach? There must be kosher Pesach chocolate in the house, So where do you have a case where he's eating matzah and there isn't the stomach, the milsa, that is being mechavet? No, so the Tanya says, no, you can have it. If you have this exotic case of Ansu Goyim, Ansu Parsiyim, so then Yitachen, that he's honed in exclusively on that. And that there isn't, even this subliminal or understated Kavano Latzes. But if Utsdan be, that he's not thinking, but he is hungry, I don't know, does that really, eclipse the understated din kavana that we assume, the Chayodim says, that we assume that you have. And that's why it's only by these mitzvahs which somehow or other can lend themselves to some other non-mitzvah active kavana. It can be kvo parsim, it can be tokei l'shir, maybe by Krishma, you could have that he's koel hagia, that he's really proofreading the parsha and the Sefer Torah to make sure that it was written properly, v'chulah.